It's time for today's daily devotional. We've been talking about roots this week. Today we're talking about untangling your spiritual roots because we want this to be a season of divine untangling. You are not obligated to stay connected to people who resist God's work in your life, and you are called to walk in freedom and love and in truth. Our scripture today comes from 1 Corinthians 15:33. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Now, you know it. I know it. There are moments in our journey when God reveals the need to separate from relationships that are not aligning with His purpose for your life. And then we think on it, we debate it. But in all honesty, we know that He's telling us it is time to not be aligned. These are not always easy decisions for us to make, especially when the people involved were once close, maybe their family or longtime friends or spiritual companions. Sometimes jealousy or rivalry or hidden intentions can choke out your growth and distract your walk and lead you into a spiritual confusion. But you were made to live free. The goal is not to hate, but to heal, not to retaliate, but to realign. And it's possible to untangle your spiritual roots from destructive connections while still walking in love, prayer, and forgiveness. And a couple of ways that you can do that. Number one, you can recognize the toxic ties. Ask God to reveal who is nourishing your spirit and who is draining it. Yes, because on the surface, sometimes it feels like it's good, but it's not. It's actually compromised. There's confusion. And if you're experiencing constant spiritual chaos or disencouragement, envy, consider whether or not the source may be the company that you're keeping at that time. You can release the bondage of the soul ties that form from emotional, spiritual, or even toxic relationships. Just breaking free involves repentance and renouncing. Announcing ungodly connections and inviting the Holy Spirit to heal in every word. It's not rejection, it's redirection. Forgive even from afar as well, because forgiveness does not require reconciliation. You can love someone deeply and still set a boundary. Praying for those who've hurt you is one of the highest forms of Christianness. And of course, it breaks the hold that they have over your emotions as well. And of course, you can reconnect to God after separation. Ask Him to replant your roots into His truth so that He may bring new relationships that nourish and grow in your spirit, and spend extra time in the Word and worship and in life-giving community. And of course, your walk in love without walking back, because loving from a distance may mean that you don't answer every text that comes in. It may mean you don't go to gatherings where you know your spirit's going to be agitated, but you do still choose to bless them in your heart and wish them well, because that's maturity and that's freedom. A prayer for you this morning if you're trying to break free with love. Heavenly Father, I come to you today asking for wisdom and healing and clarity. Show me any connections that are pulling me away from your presence and your purpose. Help me to release people with love, not bitterness. Untangle my soul from jealousy, rivalry, or any spirit that seeks to destroy what you're building up in me. I forgive those who have hurt me, manipulated me, or spoken against me. I choose freedom. I choose peace. I choose to love without staying entangled. Holy Spirit, heal the wounds of my heart. Replant my roots deep into you. And thank you for protecting me and guiding me for the never and never ever letting me go. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.